Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, in for Ray Graff, who's in for Joe Donahue, and I'm going to do book picks today. I'm very excited to have the opportunity to speak with the wonderful Susanna Hermans of Oblong Books and Music in Millerton and Rhinebeck. Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going well. It's so fun to be on with you this morning.
I stole the segment.
You stole it
from Ray. Yeah, he was perfectly happy to do it, and I was like, I want to talk to Susanna.
Sorry, Ray.
Producer's rights. Once in a while, we can flex. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, my gosh. So I brought with me a big pile of books that I love, as I do. So I wanted to start with The Age of Light by Whitney Sherer. So I sort of put myself into a box, as we all do as readers, and I say, oh, you know, I like to read this, I'm not so crazy about this, etc.
Right.
And I had told myself, like, oh, I'm not a historical fiction reader, it's just not my thing. And then I had to read this because I was going to be doing an interview with the author at the publisher last fall, and I could not put this book down. I absolutely loved it. It's a debut novel about the real person, Lee Miller. She was a model for Vogue in the 20s and went on to become a war photographer. So she totally had an incredible career change.
Mm-hmm.
And she was an apprentice to and muse for the photographer Man Ray. I personally don't have a big background in art history. This is not something I know a lot about, but I became completely obsessed with this woman, and now I want to go like read a biography of her. You get such a deep sense of who she was as a woman. It's extremely atmospheric. Most of it is set in Paris. Any historical fiction reader will love this, but even if you, like me, think you're not one, give it a shot because it's wonderful. So this author, Whitney Sherer, will be at our White Heart Speaker Series on Tuesday, March 5th at 6, and that's at the White Heart Inn in Salisbury, Connecticut. So you have time to read the book before the event, but come by and meet Whitney on March 5th.
That's The Age of Light by Whitney Sherer. It sounds fascinating.
And then next up is another novel, The Martin Chronicles, not to be confused with The Martian Chronicles. It's the name Martin. The okay. author is John Freed. It's another debut novel. This one is a coming-of-age story of a young man beginning when he's, I would say, like middle school or early high school in the 1980s. And this has been praised by Colson Whitehead and Stephen Chbosky. For me, it kind of brought me back to the way I felt reading Catcher in the Rye, except that the protagonist is not obnoxious. And I say that as a fan of Catcher in the Rye.
The protagonist is a little more endearing than Pierre Holden's
Caulfield.
He's
so endearing. And like each chapter sort of jumps ahead in his life, and the experiences and like the wonderful and kind of upsetting things that can happen to him over his life, you'll feel a connection to this character, even if you, like me, were not a male teenager in the 1980s. it's just an absolute gem.
That is The Martin Chronicles by John Freed.
And then moving on to a short story collection. So mm-hmm. you may remember last year, a short story in The New Yorker went viral. It was called Cat Person.
I do remember that.
And I actually didn't read it at the time. Somehow, like, I never took the time to do that.
You know what? I did,
yes.
but forgot it.
Yeah. I mean, at the moment,
this morning I was like, oh, I read that, but what was it?
What was that? So the writer of that story, Kristen Rupanian, has had her debut story collection published. It's called You Know You Want This. And I went into this book not really knowing what to expect, and I found it so compelling, so riveting. Taking away the negativity of the word millennial, like if we can just use it as a demographic mm-hmm. group, this is the millennial short story collection of our generation. She looks at interpersonal relationships, at sex, at love, psychological issues with such an incredible lens of truth and also at times magical realism. I was completely blown away by her writing, and I thought, oh my gosh, why didn't I read that story back when it...
Well, you just missed
but anyway,
it. It's hard
I'm
to read
on it
everything.
Now.
Great. That is You Know You Want This by Kristen Rupanian, Cat Person and Other Stories, a new short story collection.
And then moving on to mystery. I'm a big mystery reader. I read a lot of, I guess, what would be described as literary thrillers. And one of my favorite books of the last 5 years is a book called Descent by Tim Johnston. It's been one of our best sellers in the bookstore as a staff pick. One of our top bestsellers for like the last few years. And Tim has a new book out just like a couple of weeks ago, and I'm so excited. So it's called The Current. And he actually came to my attention as a writer through David Sedaris. As you might know, when David goes on tour, he always chooses another author to highlight.
Yeah, he reads a little something from their book and has it available for sale.
It's the most...
That's how I discovered George Saunders.
Yes.
Now, many, many years ago, but thank you forever, David Sedaris.
Absolutely. David Sedaris is just such... He's such a... So giving with his celebrity. So that's how I discovered Tim Johnston. So the new novel, it's a small town in Wisconsin, middle of the night. Sorry, not Wisconsin, Minnesota. Two girls are pulled from this icy river in the middle of winter, and one is dead and one is not. And 10 years earlier, the same thing happened. Mm. So are these crimes connected? Are the people from 10 years ago in some way part of the new crime? This is a book I hand to readers who don't necessarily think of themselves as mystery fans. It's just a great novel with incredible like emotions and character development and plot. But this is one of these books that sort of bridges the gap between literary fiction and thrillers. So highly recommend.
The Current, a novel by Tim Johnston.
And then moving to a graphic novel, Sabrina by Nick Darnasso. This actually came out earlier last year, but I just got to it. This graphic novel is the first graphic novel to ever be longlisted for the Man Booker Prize, which is really a big deal.
Yeah.
And
that's wild that it's the first one.
It's the first one.
Because have been very well reputed
graphic novels. There are many, absolutely. And I think this is the first year the Booker was like, wait, we could do this. We could put a graphic novel on our list. Oh my gosh.
The Man Booker had to catch up.
Yes. And I'm so glad they did, because that's what got me to read it. So it's the story of a young woman who has gone missing. Her boyfriend goes to stay with a distant friend who happens to work at a military base. And it's the story of what happens after her disappearance and how people in the media are portraying this supposed crime, and how the underbelly of the internet and conspiracy theorists kind of rise up to say maybe it was a hoax. It is really riveting, and I guess that my theme of the day is going to be like read outside your comfort zone, because even I think if you're new to graphic novels, this is a good one to start with, because there's a really nice balance of text and images. And I don't think you'll be overwhelmed by following it. But it's really, really wicked good.
See, it looks like it has a sort of simple but specific and world-building style of illustration, too.
Yes.
It's
yeah.
kind of unadorned.
Exactly. It's very simple.
Yeah.
But specific. Yeah.
And it's Sabrina... but not related to the film or your teenage witches.
Correct.
Just
this is,
the name.
She's her own woman.
Her own Sabrina.
And then I pulled something out that's older. So when I went back at the early January and looked at what I'd read last year, I realized that I hardly ever read what we would call backlist books, which are books that were published before, like right now.
Okay.
Frontlist book now would be a book in 2019, being published 2019. In 2018, I read books that came out in 2018, and that was about it. So as a bookseller, this is not an uncommon thing. But I really wanted to give myself the gift of going back and reading some older books that I missed. And one of those books is a sci-fi novel. Again, not considering myself a big sci-fi reader, I picked up Ancillary Justice by Anne Leckie. So this book won both the Hugo and Nebula Awards, which are like the two biggest awards in sci-fi. It's very rare for the same book to win both. So that's kind of why I picked it up. I was like, well, if I'm going to read a sci-fi novel, this should be fairly good. Someone says it was a good book.
Right.
And I loved it. It is about a world... Oh, gosh. It's a world where our main character used to be a ship, like a spaceship. She was the consciousness of the spaceship. And something happened to her ship, and now she's been put into a human body. And she is mad.
Yeah.
She's going to go get revenge on who killed her ship. It's first in a trilogy. It's a total page turner. The author does really interesting things with gender. And I'm referring to the main character as a female because I actually listened to this as an audiobook. And it was a woman reading it. But I believe the main character is essentially like a genderless
character. Sure, non-binary if
yeah,
it's a ship consciousness.
Absolutely.
Not a
so
robot.
She Anne Leckie does really cool stuff in this book. And oh gosh, it was just great. So I've done the first two now. I'm going to go for the third.
Ancillary Justice by Anne Leckie.
And then throwing in a little bit of nonfiction here, two books that I absolutely loved. The first is Inheritance, a memoir of genealogy, paternity, and love by Danny Shapiro. Danny is one of our favorite local authors, and this is actually the first book of hers that I've read, and now I'm kicking myself. I need to go back. She's written fiction and memoir, and in this book, she's in her 50s. She took a genealogy test, and her half-sister took a genealogy test, and they came back and they didn't match. And her half-sister was not her half-sister. Her dad is not her dad. And what that means as a woman in your 50s to discover that the half of your family is not who you thought they were. And her parents had passed away. She doesn't have anyone to ask. She can't go ask them, like, what's the deal with this?
Yeah.
So she starts digging and to figure out the real story of her paternity. It is written with such beauty and care and love and vulnerability. I think, you know, with the rise in popularity of these genealogy tests, more and more people are discovering secrets about their family. So it's a great book to read if you've had secrets of your own revealed. But just if you're looking for a beautiful memoir, Inheritance. And, oh, I should say, Danny will be at our White Heart Speaker Series in Salisbury, Connecticut on the 19th of March, so we can come out and meet her.
We are going to have her on the round table as well. I don't have the date in front of me, but I know I saw it on our calendar today.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. She's wonderful.
That's Inheritance by Danny Shapiro.
And then last but not least, this is actually a book I talked about on Book Picks last year, but I'm bringing it back.
That's fine.
Because the author is coming to do an event with us. So the book is Heavy, an American Memoir by Kiese Lehman. And this book is, you know, a memoir of growing up as a Black son to a strong Black mother. Kiese's writing is exceptional. Roxane Gay is a big fan of his. This book just won the Carnegie Medal. It was on just about every Best of 2018 list, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, NPR. This is one of the best books last year that you maybe haven't heard of. And you must read it. It's fantastic. And I'm very excited to say that Kiese is coming to do an event with us on Thursday, March 7th. We're going to be holding this at Murray's Cafe in Tivoli, New York. It is a ticketed event, but the ticket comes with a copy of the book, which will be out in paperback. So, and I should also say it's a fundraiser for Tivoli Free Library.
Great. So Murray's Cafe, do you do events there often, or is this a first?
So this is a new series we've actually just started last year. For those of you all who do not know Murray's, it's a cafe in a beautiful restored church. The bottom level is the cafe. The second level is the church sanctuary. And we have started a series with them called Upstairs at Murray's. And the space seats about 120 people. And we hosted Susan Orlean and Gary Steingart there last fall. So we're excited to bring KSA to that space.
We started the series and we got two of the best authors living today. Fantastic.
That's the plan.
Susanna's list is posted online at wamc.org/roundtable. It is there now. The audio will be uploaded a little bit later today. Oblong Books and Music has locations in Millerton and Rhinebeck, New York, and are online, of course, at oblongbooks.com. Susanna, you're fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sarah.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.